That's right. You heard him say, how about a torque bomb? Yep. And then what? A torque bomb.
A torque bomb.
Yep. That is really, really cool. And great moment for him. And I didn't think it was out because when he didn't run. He didn't even run. He just leaned.
It was a power lean.
Tried to coax it fair.
Yeah.
I thought there's no way this is getting out. This is going to be foul.
Yeah, and yet that's exactly what happened. Last 2 months, Spencer Torkelson has an OPS back in July. It was 846, and now in August, it's 851. So he has been pretty good for the last couple months after having a not-so-good June where it was down to 664.
All right, got some line stuff. We got to tie up some loose ends. We will get to that today at 146. Doug Karsh, Scott Anderson, 97, won the ticket. Hey, home ownership is closer than you think. With a mortgage loan from the University of Michigan Credit Union, imagine stepping into your dream home with no application fee. And right now, get $750 off your closing costs when you finance with UMCU. Hey, you can go on a nice little vacation with $750. They also offer competitive rates and flexible terms to fit your life. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking for pre-approval, we're ready to build or refinance. UMCU is here to help. Visit umcu.org to get started. Insured by NCUA. NMLS number 712343. UMCU is an equal housing opportunity lender. So when you get home today, is the first thing you're going to do is check the backyard, see how many bunnies are left?
Yeah, that is.
It's happened again, people. His backyard has become a breeding ground for rabbits. They're nesting back there.
I don't know what the appeal is of my backyard.
The rabbit community.
Because there's a dog that patrols it. Right. You know, there are dogs on the other side of the fence as well. There's constant pitter patter of deer. You know, this is no place for a bunny rabbit to be raised.
Yeah,
or to grow up quickly. And yet, there it was last night. You're hearing a dog bark in the backyard. I'm getting ready to go to bed. I'm like, what do we got here? I flip on the light, walk outside, and she is standing over, proudly standing over a clearing. Mm-hmm. In the backyard, because she dug into the rabbit hole and then totally cleared it all out.
So if the dog didn't dig up these rabbit holes and clear them out, and the dog's not eating the rabbits.
I hope not.
Would you be, it wouldn't be an issue, right?
No, we can live together. That's fine.
Yep.
It doesn't bother me. Go ahead and stay. That's fine.
But now you are uncomfortable letting your dog out in the backyard because the dog now starts to dig for rabbits.
Yeah, I don't want the dog eating the rabbits. I mean, they're like days old, you know, and they are just tiny. And I barely saw them last night. Again, it was dark out. I turned the light on outside, but it doesn't illuminate things as well as you'd like it to. So when I get home today, it'll be the first thing. I'll let the dog out. And actually, I may just go out first and then let the dog out and see.
Check it out.
Because I'm not entirely certain that they were there this morning. Like, they may have been there last night, and then maybe the mom came and moved them. Is entirely possible. And I'm cool with that if that's the case. But we'll see. Because there were two baby bunnies in that little area that I then protected by putting a chair over it and adding a couple logs and some...
Dude.
Grab some of the grass from around there to throw in there as well.
I just looked down at Twitch and Kai Tech posted, Gator's backyard is a den of lust and debauchery.
This is true. Very true.
That's great.
There's a lot of wildlife in my neighborhood, and there's a lot of wildlife in the backyard. I've seen things, Doug. Things. Whether it's I got rabbits, I got the fish in the pond. I got the deer coming through. There's coyote in the neighborhood somewhere.
Full circle of life. Weren't owls or hawks taking out your fish?
Blue herons were coming in and taking out the fish. Yeah, I had ducks that tried to...
You need Tom Hanks navigating the action in your backyard. You need a documentary crew.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. I've had everything. You know, possum. And
meanwhile, all these animals, hogs. They're destroying your backyard, aren't they?
The backyard does not look as good as it did prior to having the dog.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the dog doesn't do it any favors either.
No.
I mean, the dog initially, when it got, I had a fence put in right after I got the dog. And she was a puppy when I got her. It didn't take long to realize I had to come up with some other solution because she would do perimeter checks and she just ran around the perimeter of the backyard.
And, she just tore it all off.
Yeah. So now it was just mud back there. And then that was a problem because she tracked the mud in the house. So then I came up with a solution. Hey, let's get some pebbles in there and most of the perimeter. And that's actually done a nice job.
Yeah.
But there's still, now there's some dead spaces in the grass, just not many, but there are some. But now I realize what she's done by digging up these rabbit holes. And I'm wondering if I just didn't notice before that she had dug something else up, because there, I see this crater in a couple different spots, much like the crater she just created last night. And I'm like, wait a minute. Have I always had rabbits in the backyard?
Maybe you have. Maybe that's been going on for a long time.
Entirely possible. Yeah.
All right. Regarding the Isaac Tesla conversation we had earlier, whether or not we should not overhype this guy, from an unnamed texter, my only concern with Tesla at this point is whether or not we name him Coleslaw or Mayotron. Both elite choices.
Mayotron.
I think something will happen organically, and that'll become his nickname if he indeed earns one. All aboard the Tesla and Ahmed hype train. Great picks. Ahmed Hassanin, the edge rusher out of Boise. Come on, guys. Let's slow our roll on Tesla. He's looking good, but one measurable Tesla doesn't have are Puka Nacua's legs. His lower body is not like Puka's. Well, we didn't make a direct comparison to him as a player, but anytime Brad Holmes takes a mid-round receiver, you're going to get Puka Nacua, Cooper Kupp, Amon-Ra St. Brown kind of comparisons, because Brad Holmes has been elite at mining these guys. Now, he didn't take Nacua. He says he was trying to, but
so
the Rams did.
I went back and looked at the combine profile for Puka Nacua.
Yep.
And under the prospect grade, it said 5.80.
On a scale of?
I think it goes up to 10. But it says underneath it has like a little sentence about what that would be, whether you're a starter, all pro, Hall of Fame, or whatever.
Right.
It says average backup or special teamer. And on Cooper Kupp, I looked up Cooper Kupp. Cooper Kupp was hopefully one day could be a starter.
What about Amon-Ra? Do you have that one?
I don't, but I can put it up.
Find that one and scouting. Where are these scouting reports coming from?
NFL.com.
Okay.
So the Amon-Ra St. Brown scouting report gave him a 6.21 prospect grade. Says will eventually be average starter.
Well, there was probably a time there where he was an average starter, and then the next week he'd be turned into an above average starter, and there
I
mean, you go.
Look, I get it. They've got some sort of algorithm that spits out what things should be, and you know, I'm pretty sure Amon-Ra St. Brown has seen this and probably uses it as fuel, and a lot of guys do. And go ahead and do whatever is going to help you out.
We jest here because we all get some wrong, and there's including those in the league. So those evaluating the prospects for media purposes are going to get more wrong than those in the league. Okay, the other news is Dan Campbell said of Maurice Norris yesterday that they're watching him for the next 10 to 14 days. They'll evaluate him then. He, Maurice Norris, went on Instagram and says he'll be back playing again real soon. So it looks like this was just a epic concussion that maybe he will bounce back from, maybe he won't. They're going to evaluate him again. He says he'll be back playing, which of course he does. I mean, I would imagine almost every player says, oh, I'm going to be back. But Scott Anderson, it's good news that it doesn't look like there'll be any long-lasting ramifications as far as his health is concerned. I guess only time will tell. If they're actually considering him playing again, that's about the best case scenario you could have, given the moment we were in on Friday night when people were wondering if a player just died on the field.
Yeah, I mean it's fantastic news for him, and I'm very happy for him. I'm always curious. This is nothing I'd ask him now, but down the road, you know, what went into his decision to get right back on the horse and get back out there and play. I mean, it's a scary ass situation. Not just carted off, ambulanced off is just incredibly frightening. And, you know, fortunately, that night they got some good news, and his teammates, because some teammates held back and wanted to make sure he was all right. And the next day, he's putting out that Instagram post saying he's going to be fine. Great news. But, I mean, this is, you're a professional athlete, you're a professional football player. This is something you have to deal with and you have to reconcile.
Yeah, I think it's a lot easier for his teammates to see him back at practice and to see him, you know, saying he's going to be back. It's a lot easier for them to get back on the horse. That's one of the most amazing things to me is when there is a serious injury, I know I wouldn't have the mental fortitude to go out and keep doing what I was doing. And I'm talking about right down from a grotesque broken leg all the way up to a concussion or a neck or head injury where I would really, really struggle. I don't know how they do it. Amazes me. Rico Beard has made his way in studio.
Could you come back from a karate chop to the throat and come back and do the show?
I hope I never have to. Why am I going to?
Let's try it.
No. Did I say something offensive to you earlier in the show?
Are you trained to give the karate chop?
Yeah, I'm a scientist. I like to test things.
Is this what it is? You want to see?
Gator's got a breeding ground in his backyard.
He kind of does, doesn't he?
Yeah. He's breeding rabbits. That's a scientist.
Yeah, maybe you can turn this. Can you turn this into a profitable venture?
Enterprise?
Yeah.
It could be an entrepreneur of some kind.
Yep.
I suppose I could steal the rabbits away from their mother and raise them myself and then sell them on the black market, to the bunny black market.
Okay, is there real such thing? Is there such thing as rabbit stew?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, I've never had it, and I've never seen it on a menu.
Is it Hasenpfeffer? Is that what?
Yeah.
It goes back to Bugs Bunny. That's the only thing had. Yeah.
It's more of a southern thing.
But it was what Elmer Fudd was always threatening to turn him into, right? Rabbit stew?
Yeah, rabbit stew is a real thing.
Is it?
Yeah.
Anyone?
I
have no desire to eat rabbit.
Or Gator could become, you know, the ladies' man, and he can just kind of tell other rabbits, hey.
Oh, he could be like a rabbit pimp?
Yeah.
Charge a fee? Yeah.
Gator's running a rabbit brothel on his back. Yeah. I love it. What do you got planned coming up next year, Rico Beard?
Go clean up in the pond and get out.
Kind of what you guys were talking about with Tesla.
Mm-hmm.
And can he become that third receiver, that Puka Nacua? Like, did they actually get a diamond in the rough with this kid?
They're raving. They are raving about it.
They are raving. Now, my only thing is it's two sides of the coin. I always hear that preseason means nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So does it mean something this time?
Well, it's certainly encouraging reports, but you're right. Have a great show. Stay safe, everyone, and treat each other with respect. 97.1.